extinguish my infest.
Hi, is this Mr. Davis?
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Stephanie calling you back with Local Splash. I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, I just ended my phone call with the bank. You're fine.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have about 15 minutes to get you set up?
Yeah, now I do, yes.
You do? Okay. All right. So, Mr. Davis, what is your first name?
Fred.
Fred. Okay. And what is your last name?
Davis.
Okay. Now, what is the best email address for you?
Let's go with Fred Davis. Well, is it going to be on my business account? Business.
Just means of us communicating with you. So whatever email you'd like to use.
Okay, well, that's good. Let's go Fred Davis, 2900@att.net.
At what?
att.net.
Okay. That's Fred Davis, 2900@att.net.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the best contact number for clients to reach you, that's 770-826-6498?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, do you prefer to go by Mr. Davis, or is Fred okay?
Fred is fine.
Okay. So, Fred, how would you like your company to appear on that first page of Google? Is it Extinguished Termite and Pest Control?
Right.
Okay. Now, Google, you already Google is going to send you a PIN verification code in the mail. It's going to be about the size of a postcard. All we ask is that as soon as you receive that PIN, you give us a call, provide us with that number. That way we can get your Google business profile started, okay?
All right.
Okay. What address would you like to use to receive that PIN code in the mail?
1406 Swiftwater. It's one word. Circle. It's McDonough, Georgia. 30252.
Perfect. Okay. Now, do you want to be the only authorized user on the account, or do you have a partner or a spouse that you'd like to include?
Spouse.
Spouse? Okay. One second. So, Fred Davis. And what is your spouse's name?
Angela.
Angela, okay. It's my mom's name.
Okay.
All right. And then the best contact number for clients to reach you, that's 770-826-6498.
Right.
Okay. And English is going to be the primary language.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the services you offer, okay, we're obviously going to get you found for pest control.
Right.
Looking at your website here.
Rodents as for squirrels and rats. Termite.
You said rodent control?
Yeah, squirrels. Yeah, rodent control, squirrels and rats. That's it. And, of course, termite treatment.
What is it?
Termite treatment.
Okay.
And also termite letters.
Squirrels and rats removal?
Mm-hmm. Okay. On that squirrel termite removal, also put a / exclusion.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then I see here, I'm looking at your Yelp listing, like crawl space and attic service, cockroach extermination, bed bug extermination, is all that?
Yes, that's all under pest control.
That's all under pest control, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. All And then, no. All right. So you don't have a Google Business Pro. Are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you have a personal Facebook page?
I think I do. Did we set that up years ago? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, but you don't have access to it?
I haven't been on that thing. So let me see here. How do I go to it?
If you have the app on your phone?
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you click on the Facebook page on your phone,
mm-hmm.
does it open up your Facebook account?
Yes.
Okay. So what I need you to do, you see on the bottom, there's the list where it says home, friends, marketplace, notifications, menu.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to click on menu, the bottom right-hand corner, it'll
okay.
take you to the menu, and then right on the top, it'll say your name with your picture.
Right.
Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see where it says add story, edit profile, and then there's a three dots on the right in the middle
right.
of the page. Click on the three dots.
Mm-hmm. I see
and
my
then,
business got my business, and it's got me on a picture there. I think that my daughter did years ago.
Okay. So do you see on the bottom where it says your profile link?
Mm-hmm.
Under profile settings?
Hold on.
So going back to your
you
profile.
On profile settings.
Yeah, so going back to the profile. There should be it says add to story, edit
yes.
profile, and then there's
mm-hmm.
three dots to click on.
Yeah. Okay.
You click on the
okay.
three dots.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the bottom of that, it says your profile link.
Right.
You
click
see where it has the URL?
Yes.
If you could just copy and paste that to a text message to us. I'm going to send you a text message. What's that?
You said where it says your profile link?
Yes, yes, your profile link. So copy and paste that, and feel free, if you can send that in a text message. I went ahead and I sent you a text message with with our company contact number along with my extension. You could just reply to that text message with the URL link to your Facebook.
You just sent that to me. Okay. All right, sending it to you now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need a website. You have that. Now, as far as the forms of payment that you accept, do you accept cash, check, credit, debit?
Everything. Credit cards. Zelle.
Do you do Zelle, Venmo?
Yes. Yeah. No Venmo, just Zelle and Cash App. And plastic, all credit cards.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, as far as the areas that you'd like to target, okay, we're also obviously going to get you in your local area of McDonald's.
McDonald's, yes.
What surrounding areas would you like to be found? You get up
okay.
to a 50-mile radius with the Facebook ads.
Yes.
So.
Jonesboro.
Jonesboro, okay.
Stockbridge.
What is it?
Stockbridge.
How do you spell that?
Stockbridge.
Okay.
Stock. Mm-hmm. Hampton.
Okay.
Let's see who else. Covington.
Okay.
Ellenwood.
Okay. Is that Ellenwood?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Lithonia.
How do you spell that?
Lithonia.
Okay.
Decatur.
Decatur.
You are, yes, Decatur.
Okay.
Let's see, Riverdale.
Okay.
College Park.
Okay.
Let's see here. What's another one here? I said Hampton already, didn't I?
You did. Uh-huh.
Let's see, Locust Grove.
Okay. That's L-O-C-U-S?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going through the map in my head here.
As long as it's within that 50-mile range, we can get you found.
Okay. I said Elmwood, College Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, within the 50-mile range. I think I might be missing a couple.
That'll just about cover it. If you ever come up with any more, you just let us know.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. As long as it's within that 50-mile range. Now, as far as the hours of operation, how would you like to promote that on Google? 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday. How would you like to promote that?
Let's go 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
And Saturday's appointments only. Yeah, I'm retired. I'm a retired firefighter. I'm not trying to work all these hours.
Oh, wow. Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday closed?
Yes, Sunday's closed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect.
I tell you what, change the hours through the week, 8 to 5. Let's do that. I'm thinking about people working on them.
Okay.
Saturday's appointments on.
2, 5. Okay. And Sunday closed. You need at least one day off. Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we're going to go ahead and go into billing, okay? Are you going to secure the 249 with a business card or is it a personal card?
A personal card right now.
Okay. One second.
I can change that later on.
You can always change that, yes.
Okay.
All we ask is that you give us a call before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right. And then the address associated with the card, is that going to be the same address that you provided?
Yes.
The 1406? Okay.
Right.
All right. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
440-6600-4121-6150.
I'm going to repeat that back to you. So that's 440-6600-4121-6150.
Yes.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
0328.
And the 3 digits on the back?
071.
Okay. Okay. Now, I have to read you what is called a 90-second voice verification. The reason behind that is because we have you on a pricing program that we don't normally advertise. It's a discounted pricing program. So if you have any questions or you need me to clarify something, just interrupt me, and I'll explain it to you, okay?
All right.
Okay, it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Extinguished Termite Pest Control.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Red Davis, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Please save our 877 number as local/ under your contacts, and I did go ahead and send you a text with our contact number. In hiring local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what that means is we know that you're using other services. Like, I see you have a Yelp listing. But if anybody were to call you and ask you, if any other company were to call you in regards to SEO, which is what we're offering you, we just ask that you let us know because we're going to be handling that for you moving forward, your SEO.
Okay.
So do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial turn in account setup will be charged today, 10/17/2023, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue at any time by contacting client support, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So that concludes the voice verification. I'm going to go ahead and process your payment.
Okay.
And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to go ahead and schedule you in for a client interview with a technician at a day and time that works best for you. It's going to be about a 30 to 45 minute interview, okay? And again, we're going to go over keywords, service area, all that good stuff, more in depth, okay?
All right.
Perfect. So would you be available this afternoon by chance? Or is tomorrow looking better for you?
What time this afternoon?
Let's see. We have availability up until 6 p.m.
6 is good.
6 is good?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do that. Okay. So I'm going to send you an invite via Google Calendar.
Okay.
And it's going to be sent to your email.
All right.
So all you have to do is, once you open that email, just click yes, and it'll invite you to the meeting, to the client interview. So I haven't sent it yet. I'm sending it right now. Oh, wait. Shoot.
I got something here. Oh, that's the initial invoice.
I messed up. I did it for 3:30. It's supposed to be at 3 o'clock on the dot. So I'm going to go ahead and resend it. Is that okay?
You said at 6 o'clock, the meeting?
Yes, it'll be 6 o'clock on the dot.
Okay. You said 3 o'clock, that's right.
Oh, that's because we're located in Southern California. 3 o'clock Pacific time. Yeah.
Okay.
So accept the second one that I sent you for between 3 and 4 p.m., before 6 and 7 p.m., sorry.
Okay, I think it just came across here. Let's see. You said it would be a calendar?
Yes, a calendar invite.
It'll be email, right?
Yes, it was sent to your email.
You know, I got now local spots initial invoice.
Okay,
here it is. I think it just came across here.
Okay.
Says action needed, picture needed for Google verification. That's what I just got.
Okay. So the calendar invite should have been sent to you, to your email. It might take a minute. So as soon as you receive it, just click yes to the 6 p.m. email.
Okay.
And then that'll invite you to the client interview.
Okay.
Now, the email that you opened previously, the please click here to accept subscription terms, it should have gotten been sent to you in a text message.
Oh, let's see.
Your invoice?
Okay, I got a Google profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed. Future. Please reply, that's not the one.
No, so there should have been an initial invoice that automatically sent out to you as soon as we process the payment. Usually it's sent in a text message.
I got the invoice. I got
So if you click on that invoice,
mm-hmm.
It'll show all the services that we offer. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, it'll show the package that we got you in for. It's the Platinum package. Below that, there's a box for you to sign. And then there's a box for you to check that I certify I'm an authorized user.
Okay.
So if you just check that box and then sign your name.
I just clicked on it. It says local / initial invoice.
Yes. Scroll down to the bottom of the page.
Okay.
And then there's a box for you to check and then a box for you to sign your name.
I'm not seeing that. I got the invoice at the bottom. I got a box that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes. So click there.
Okay. All right. I hear this. I have to click on that first.
Okay.
Okay. I certify that I am authorized. Check that.
Mm-hmm.
Need a signature here.
Yes. You just type your name.
Mm-hmm. Click here and type your name, okay. All right. Confirm signature.
Mm-hmm. Now, what should appear when you confirm the signature is a username and password. Login.
All right, let me put that in. Mm-hmm. Let's see what I'm going to put here. Let's see. Log in. Okay.
Does it say username and password?
Yeah, I have to create one or?
Nope. So those login credentials will be provided to you later on this afternoon for your client interview.
Okay, that's why I put in. I was calling.
Yeah, so you can actually get out of that screen.
All right, good. All right, let me just get out of this.
Okay,
and let me go back and check my email for that.
For the calendar invite?
Yeah. Let's see that now. Let's see here. All right. Action needed. Picture needed for Google verification. Still hadn't showed up.
Whenever you get a chance, if you could just submit those.
Pictures?
Yes. Just whenever you get a chance.
You haven't received the one for the calendar just yet.
Really?
Let's see, inbox. Would it be in junk mail?
No, it should. It should have sent you straight to. I don't think it would go to the junk mail. It says local splash.
Uh-huh. It says, welcome to local splash.
That may be it.
Okay, we are passionate about putting your business on the first page of our major search and getting your leads. And at the bottom it says you will receive your login credentials within 7 days. Locus Plus, this dashboard.
I don't know. I've never run across somebody not receiving the calendar invite.
It's got access to your dashboard here. Let's see. Focus wash. That's verification. Initial invoice. Welcome to Local Swash. No, I haven't received it. Okay, let's see.
Let me see if I can send it again. PM to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Fred Davis, 2900 at att.net. Hold on, let me check with my supervisor.
Okay.
That's very strange. If you received those other emails, but you haven't received the client, the invitation.
Right.
Okay. Well, while I'm waiting for a response on that, I'm going to send you a couple other things here. The first thing is called advanced reporting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These are all text messages I'm sending you.
Okay.
And then the second text message I'm sending you is a 5-minute YouTube video to watch. Feel free to watch that in your free time. It's going to go over your client, walk you through your client dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sending that over.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just keep a lookout for that 877 number.
Okay.
877-635-6225. That's Local Splash's contact number. That's the number that they're going to be calling you from. And actually, it's going to be me calling you, and then I'm going to introduce you to your technician.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So let me wait a minute or two for my supervisor to respond. But it shouldn't be a problem for your client interview. I just want to make sure that you're able to get into it. So bear with me here.
All right. Or it depends on what you mean.
Okay, let me just see here. I know what I can do. Let me just redo it. I'm just going to redo it. I'm going to get
All right.
it. Just cancel this and then redo it.
All right.
So you're going to get another, you're going to get a cancellation sent, but let me just redo it and you'll get a new one. I'm just going to do it that way. Hopefully it goes
All right.
through. Sorry about that. I don't know. I've never run into that problem. Copy. Okay. Okay, so I'm sending it now.
Okay.
And you should receive it. Invite all guests. Did you perhaps get the email?
Nothing just yet.
Okay. We're going to get this fixed for you. Just populated on. Okay, so it looks good on our end, so you should be getting that email.
Okay.
It should be in his. It should be in your email now. Try to refresh your page.
Yeah, I did. I just.
Go ahead and refresh your email part.
Yeah, I did. I did it you twice. Did.
Okay. I just resent it. Should it
my
should
inbox?
Go through any second now. You will get a push notification from the system 1 hour before your interview.
Okay.
So it should be fine. You're going to get that notification anyway.
All right.
Very strange.
Yeah, I still have it. Let's see. Let's see. Inbox. The last one I got was 12/11. That was the picture needed.
Yeah, I know you received all the other emails that I sent you, but you weren't able to receive the invite. But you will get a push notification an hour before your client interview.
Okay.
Okay, so it should be fine.
All right, we could do it.
Okay. All right, so I have everything done on my end. I'm going to actually send you one more email with essentially it's everything that we discussed that's included in the package. It's going to be in writing for you. So you have that on file, okay?
All right.
Other than that, do you have any questions for me at this point, Fred?
No, I don't know what questions to ask right now. So.
Oh, yeah, save your questions for the technician. They're going to be able to answer any questions that you might have. Okay.
Okay.
And like I said, it'll be a 30 to 45 minute interview before on, depending on what kind of questions you have. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to be the first to welcome you to Local Splash, Fred. Congratulate you for joining the team. We're very excited to have you on board and I'm very confident you're going to stick with us long term. Okay. This is a long term solution for your company.
Okay. Stephen, I'll definitely be looking after 60 days to see where I'm listed on there.
Absolutely. 30 to 45 days is when you'll begin to appear, okay? So you're going to see, oh, that's what I need to do. Okay, before we part ways here, I need to break down the timeline for you so you can know exactly what to expect.
Okay.
Okay, so day one through day three, you're going to have your client interview, and then content editing and quality control will both take place between 1 to 3 days as well, okay? Day five through day seven, your reporting dashboard and will be active along with the directories that I mentioned that you're going to be listed on. So you're going to see the results very quickly with us. Day seven through day 14, you're going to be in the Facebook ads. Okay. Day 30 through day 45 is when you're going to begin to appear in that first page of Google. Okay.
Okay. All right.
And then, okay. So. Other than that, I just welcome aboard once again, Fred. Just keep a lookout for that 877 number between 6 and 7 your time today.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you. Talk with you then.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.